trucks and trailers full of potential sales gathered outside the gate of the Servant Heart Farm Wednesday, waiting for the padlock to come off.
Like setting up a bunch of junk in our yard.
Oh, sure. And it's cheaper, too.
It's 4 days of tents, chairs, vendors, and buyers along U.S. 68 from Paducah to Maysville. A gathering just outside Wilmore includes Mary Brum and her husband from Louisville. She says they travel on a regular basis.
We have antiques, retro tables from the 40s and 50s. And we have a large collection of salt and pepper shakers, and we do this every weekend. We have set a goal to set up in the lower 48 states in 10 years, and we've done 6 of them in the past year and a half.
Brum says they enjoy meeting people and finding out what they like. She says it's been a positive experience. Tim Hurt of Nicholasville is also hoping to make some money this weekend. Among his items for sale are vintage trunks and tobacco stick crafts.
A good sale, I hope. A lot of stuff I need to get rid of, so I hope they come out and buy everything that I don't need.
Hurt said he hoped to set up at the front entrance of the Servant Heart Farm. He says that could possibly give him 2 chances with potential buyers, once as they enter and again as they leave. The 400-mile yard sale runs through this weekend. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.